Hare Krishna, reading from my glorious master, Hong Kong, 1974, part one. This is Prabhupada speaking in Hawaii very strongly. Prabhupada, that is not our life, to become an imposter. It must be real person. By training, yes, Shastra Vidim Siddhi, by training under the teaching of a bona fide spiritual master, the Shastra, and then you'll automatically, the more you become a sincere, I mean to say servitor of the spiritual master, the more you become qualified to become a teacher in the future. Otherwise, where is your qualification? You may teach others that you are a teacher, but you are not actually a teacher. You have no lesson, no education. A cheater is another thing, but practically, to become a teacher, just like a school in school, a teacher is appointed. When the certificate is there, then he has passed MA examination and he has undergone the training, BT, bachelor training, and then he's appointed. Yes, you can be a teacher. And then a bogus man, he cannot be accepted as a teacher. So that is going on, a bogus man. They're becoming teachers. Therefore, the world condition is so degraded. A cheater is taking the place of teacher. Therefore, the whole world is degraded, devotee says. If we have a desire to keep these promises, but we have a hard time to do it, Prabhupada replies, as soon as you fail to keep your promise, then you're fallen. You have to rectify yourself. Immediately you're fallen. Yashastra vidim utsrija vartite kama karata nasa siddham. That means you'll never get perfection. You'll fall down. You can cheat others that I'm in the dress of a devotee. So I am. What is your character? What is your actual value? That has to be judged. That is called a bona fide teacher. In addition, Siddhasarup, who had been referring to Gosunda as his Shiksha Guru, had left ISKCON along with his followers. They had seriously affected or closed temples in Hawaii, the Philippines, New Zealand, and Australia. Strain and conflict between Siddhasarup and other disciples of Prabhupada had always existed over methods used in book distribution, quote, mellowness, versus, quote, somehow or another get it done for Prabhupada approach, dress, and the degree to which Siddhasarup was revered by his followers. When differences erupted into hostility, however, Siddhasarup left. Prabhupada had been confronting these points for weeks prior to his Hong Kong visit. Hanuman. This is a segment of a conversation. And they had some temples in Rio de Janeiro and San Pablo. And they were followers of Gosunda and Siddhasarup. And I think they're still there. And when I was there, they were making kirtan and they were chanting Hare Krishna. In the middle of their kirtan, they would stop their kirtan and they would chant Jai Jai Siddhasarup and Jai Jai Gosunda. So I could not do anything. I told them it was all wrong and everything, and but there is many, many innocent people who are following. They go there for the first time and they make them chant Jai Jai Siddhasarup and Jai Jai Gosunda like that. So we were talking with them. Prabhupada replies, there is no harm in giving Jai to Vaishnava, provided they are following the Vaishnava principles. Otherwise, to glorify Vaishnava is not bad. No. Jai to Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. They chanted that, Satrupa. Were they chanting Jai Lord Chaitanya Nityananda Prabhu? Hanuman, yes. They were also chanting Bhajasri Krishna Chaitanya. Yes. But the point is, they were chanting the name of Siddhasarup Goswami and Gosunda Goswami or Gosunda Adhikari. Prabhupada, if one is a Vaishnava, then to glorify him, that is not. Hanuman, that's all right. Satrupa, just as long as that Vaishnava is following the principles, Prabhupada. But they should not attempt like that in the presence of their spiritual master. That is not good. When you found this, Satrupa, when did you find they were doing this? Hanuman, when I was there, I was in Brazil about 3 months ago, and the only books they had published is a book written by Siddhasarup Goswami. They'd published one book of his, and they were distributing this, Prabhupada. What is the name of that book? Hanuman. It was an introduction to Krishna consciousness, questions and answers, Prabhupada. You've seen that book? Hanuman. Yes, Prabhupada. I have given it to Kuranda, Prabhupada. So is there anything awkward against our devotional life? Kuranda. I can't read it. It's in Portuguese, Prabhupada. Oh, it was in the Portuguese language. Hanuman. Gosinda has written some books, and so Siddhasrupa, answering the question, quotes from the book of Gosinda, and he mentions my professor, Gosinda, taught me. And he quotes many, many times, practically more from the book of Gosinda than from your books. And on dress in Hawaii, Prabhupada. Any questions? Devotee. Yes, one more. Guest. Is the exterior clothing important? Prabhupada. Yes, important. Just like officially, the policeman must dress. But a policeman sometimes in ordinary clothes also. That's his duty. But that is a special case. But external dress is also required. In the dress of a police, if he is a thief, that is very dangerous. That is very dangerous. Just like this dress of sannyas, saffron cloth. One will respect that. Oh, here is a sannyasi. But if he's a thief in the dress of a sannyasi, that is dangerous. That is dangerous. Siddhasrupa and his followers had left ISKCON, but they maintained their relationship with Prabhupada. I was vaguely aware of some of these facts, but Prabhupada was fully aware of everything. Although he was to mention little of the details of these worldwide occurrences to me during his stay, yet the brunt of his displeasure landed with full force when he arrived in Hong Kong. Preaching and reading. Prabhupada and his entourage rode the elevator to the top floor of the hotel. We had rented him the Thai suite, the most luxurious rooms in the hotel. A group of about 20 young, interested Chinese waited inside. Prabhupada took his seat. He was pleased by the group of interested souls, and he began kirtan. His lecture criticized, quote, those who preached but who were not reading. Without Shravana, what is the kirtan? He asked the guests as he looked at me. My comment. Devotees who are too busy preaching to read Prabhupada's books should note this instruction. If we don't study, we not be prepared. We may not be prepared to fight Maya. Quote from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Men become strong and stout by eating sufficient grains. But the devotee who simply eats ordinary grains but does not taste the transcendental pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna gradually becomes weak and falls down from the transcendental position. However, if one drinks but a drop of the nectar of Krishna's pastimes, his body and mind begin to bloom and he begins to laugh, sing, and dance. Prabhupada's purport says, all the devotees connected with this Krishna consciousness movement must read all the books that have been translated, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, and others. Otherwise, after some time, they will simply eat, sleep, and fall down from their position. Thus, they will miss the opportunity to attain an eternal blissful life of transcendental pleasure. From Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila 25278. Okay, we shall stop here, and we shall continue later. Hare Krishna.